This program features hacks performed either by noobs or under the supervision of noobs. They are far from perfect. Accordingly, Anti-Meme and the producers must insist that people attempt to recreate or reenact any hack or activity performed on this show to get it right the next time. Anti-Meme asks that if our listeners do get any of these hacks or culture jams correct, that they submit information on what and how they did it. In other words, please try this at home.
Maybe this episode really should have a disclaimer based on the content coming up. You know, basically, if you decide to do any of these ideas I'm about to suggest in this episode, do them at your own risk and not because I said so. And I haven't necessarily done all or any of the things I'm about to suggest. But anyway, this is Logic, episode 10 of Anti-Meme. And the topic is public or corporate pranks.
Bright, just like the stars above me, proud, just like my mother planned it short.
God damn it.
Maxwell gets us in hell, this one you're missing there. Same old game that he's playing, pistols are never fair.
Nobody wanna look back, everybody wanna get out, and I don't have time. Where the belt is, I'm a belt, the name of that puzzle, the name of that crime.
So yeah, this is episode 10 into the double digits. Probably don't think I'll hit the triple digits, at least anytime soon with the rate that I'm going with these episodes, but it's a nice thought. I'll probably end up like some of the other shows, though, that stop at the double digits. But this episode is on pranks, specifically public pranks and corporate pranks. Just from the few ideas that I have, I know there's a lot more pranks out there. So if any of you think that I didn't do a complete list of pranks, well, of course I'm not going to be doing a complete list, and I may not even be doing the best list. So if any of you have any better ideas or more ideas, email me. And if I get a couple of emails, I'll discuss those on the next episode. If I get a whole crap load of ideas from emails, well, maybe I'll do another episode on pranks. In fact, I'd love to do another episode on pranks because I love them. And speaking of emails, well, there are none for this episode. Part of that has to do with the fact that I'm a noob and I lost my account information for Hacker Media, so haven't been making any updates to it in the past 3 months or so. I'll probably have to get in touch with the people, the nice people over there. And speaking of leaving out crucial parts of an episode, I left out my most pet peeved catchphrase for the last episode. I was reminded of it from Medicine Soup. He's like, I can't believe you didn't say that one. And I'm like, oh, shitty. But the catchphrase, I'll just mention it in this episode so I can complete it. It's, you have way too much time on your hands. And it's a pet peeve of mine because I hear it so much. And, you know, well, first off, mathematically speaking, we all have the same amount of time. It's just how we choose to use it. And I obviously, if I hear that too much, you know, I am using my time differently than other people. And I usually hear it when I'm doing something bizarre. I mean, I'm kind of an OCD person. I do some weird things and I can do brute force kind of things, you know, where I'm just kind of going at something that other people would think is boring, but I do achieve things out of it. You know, like you can go to a maintenance room at your apartment complex and they have some kind of push button key code thing on it to get into the building. And yeah, dude, I'll sit there and push button by button, combination by combination until I get in. I don't care if I start at 001, 002, and just go on until I get to it. I will open it. And yeah, there's nothing really valuable in there, but I just wanted to get in. And people will say, well, you have too much time on your hands. Well, I don't think so. I thought that that was interesting. That's something that I enjoyed. And while you were sitting on your ass watching TV, watching Friends, doing something that I don't value that much, who the fuck are you to tell me that I have too much time on my hands when I'm doing something that I find interesting. And first off, I'm doing something that most other people aren't doing. I think that does add value to my life. I don't feel like I'm a copy of somebody else. I'm not doing what other people are doing. So when I'm going out and doing weird stuff, don't tell me I have too much time on my hands. I'm doing something that you're not doing. I'm doing something that's interesting. I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. But anyway, enough with that mild, slow-paced rant. Time to get on with the show topic, which is pranks. I'll start off by talking about the elevator prank, just because it's one of the first ones I did. And I started late in my life with pranks, but because this is my high school days. But it kind of started back, you know, when I used to live up in the Northwest with my friends. And we had some fun with elevators. Well, okay, let's say Joe and Bob had fun with elevators. You know, Joe and Bob, they like going to punk shows. And in punk shows, you have some thrashing fun and you do mosh pitting, and by instinct you just kind of slam into things even if they're not people, even when you're not at a punk show. So here Joe and Bob are in a mall in an elevator, and they're bored. They're standing there in an elevator. They don't know what to do with themselves because there's nothing to do in an elevator. So what do Bob and Joe do? They slam into the door of the elevator. And what happens when they slam into the door of the elevator? The elevator stops in the middle of the two floors. Joe and Bob thought that kicked ass, and that was the start of Joe and Bob's fun with elevators. So Joe and Bob, they moved to Phoenix, and Joe and Bob are finding some more elevators in Phoenix, Arizona. So Joe and Bob, they crash an elevator in a parking lot, and it happens in the middle there, and they have to call the security down to get them out of the elevator to be rescued. And boy, were Joe and Bob thankful and grateful to be rescued. And again, in Phoenix, Arizona, Joe and Bob were in a mall. It was a glass elevator. Thought it'd be awesome to crash an elevator where you can see outside. You can be stuck in the elevator and see the people looking at you being stuck. It took several security officers and a police officer to rescue Joe and Bob from that elevator. If it would have stopped even a couple of feet sooner, the fire department would be involved too. And speaking of malls, comes to the next prank, the escalator prank, which if you do live in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm sorry, but we can't do it anymore here. I think they're probably pretty elite and caught on to what we were doing, or maybe it's just coincidence. I mean, I'm sorry, not we, Joe and Jason, yeah. So, Joe and Jason, they're at another mall, Arrowhead Mall, and, you know, not moshing, but kicking stuff, because stuff is fun to kick. So, going down an escalator, decided to kick the shit out of it while we're going down, and once Joe and Jason, was it Jason? Yeah. Once Joe and Jason get down to the bottom of the escalator, they kicked the bottom of the escalator, and the escalator stopped, and it made a beeping noise, and they were like, what the fuck? So, like anybody that sees something weird, they try to see if they were able to replicate it. So they went to the next escalator. They went up this escalator. They kicked it when they got to the top, and it stopped the escalator, meaning all the people behind them had to walk all the way up. They found that funny. Turns out that the reason that worked that way is probably because there was a safety pressure sensor at the top and bottom of an escalator, so, you know, kids don't get stuck, and, you know, if they did kind of get stuck, and they would cram up against the sensor, and it would stop the elevator for their safety. But anyway, Joe and Jason, they used that to their advantage, and kick the shit out of escalators from Arrowhead Mall to Metro Center to the Arizona Center to all kinds of different escalators and all kinds of different malls, and it worked at all of them. But I've personally checked those escalators since Joe and Jason did that, and it doesn't work anymore. So, not to put your hopes down, but hey, there's people that listen to this show that don't live in Phoenix, Arizona, so go ahead and try it out. Email me, let me know if it works. Oh yeah, and back to elevators, one prank, like an actual prank, not just, you know, fucking shit up, but a funny prank to do, and I don't know of any Joe, Bob, or Jasons that did this, but one prank to do, and if you want to do it right, what you do is you print out a piece of paper that says out of order, you go laminate it even, and you tape it to elevator doors, and the elevators don't have to be broken or anything, you just tape it to the door, and though the door may open when people try to get to the elevator, they will probably still think either it is really out of order, or at least they're going to be unsure about getting into it, because they're thinking, well, it's opening, but is it really working? So, worst case scenario, people use the elevator, but anything else is still funny. So, that's one way to kind of cause not outright chaos, but it's snicker worthy, you know. Another fun kind of corporate prank to do is to vandalize their corporate fountains. Malls is another big target, but there's other corporate buildings and places that have fountains, obviously. And I'm sure a lot of people know of this one, and I've even done it. I don't know if it's illegal or not, but I have done this one. You get Palmolive or any other kind of really bubbly soap, and you pour it into the fountain, and it bubbles all over the fucking place. One thing that I would add to that, though, not only have we done that, but another great addition to that is food coloring. I know I've definitely tried green. I'm not too sure if I've tried red. I'd like to if I haven't. I don't think I did, but green was really fucking cool. Red may not, you know, people are like, oh, that might be blood. People may not find it as funny, but green is obviously not a natural fucking color to be coming out of, a foamy fountain. I guess red bubbles wouldn't be natural anyway, but I've tried a few. I've had some accomplices with me. I think the first place I did it was actually at an old apartment complex I used to live at when I first moved to Phoenix. So that's another prank. Yeah, go out and do it, guys. Instead of doing an anti-commercial for this episode, I have a funny recording from my answering machine from Cox Communications, because I don't really like paying my bill, and they like telling me about how I should pay my bill. And I thought it was funny because this recording, and it is a recording, but the guy that was doing the recording kind of fucked up a couple of times, so I thought it would be funny to play that. And, you know, they give the little catchphrase at the end, so I thought it was close enough to a commercial. But here it is.
You can check the status of your account on our webpage at www.cox.net. Or if you reside in the Phoenix metropolitan area, please call us at 623-594-1035. Outside the Phoenix metro area, please call us at our toll-free number, 1-800-229-6542. Another option is to visit us at one of our digital store locations. In any case, please contact us today. Again, you are an important customer to us. This is Cox Communications, your friend in the digital age. Thank you.
And that was the anti-commercial, or whatever. Anyway, time for the rest of the show. Okay, now for a more creative prank. This is probably one of the best ones. Well, I don't know. At least it's sort of original, as far as I know, because I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, unless it was the people that I've talked to about it, because we've come up with ideas. But it all started, again, kind of back in high school. Me and my friends, we like to urinate on things, you know? You're just out at a park, you're somewhere away from a urinal, and you have to urinate, so you find something to urinate on. And we ended up getting creative with it, and we urinated on things that were tough to urinate on, you know? There'd be bragging fests, you know, like, you see that slide over there on that playground? I urinated on that. Or, you see the roof of that building up there? Yeah, I urinated up there. You know, we just turn it out to the bragging war. Well, thought I'd get creative about it and come up with a tool to urinate on things that have at one time been incomprehensible to urinate on. So the tool is a water balloon. So what you do is you take this water balloon and you urinate in it. And of course you're not going to try to fill it up because that it's probably messy. Not like I know from experience, but it's going to be messy. So just urinate enough to get a little bit in there, and then you tie the balloon up. And next thing you do, and obviously since you're not filling it up, you can't just normally take it and throw it at something and have it pop because there's not enough in there. So the next thing that you got to do is put it in the freezer. So you have a urine-filled balloon that you're putting in the freezer. You let it freeze for a couple of hours. Once it's finished, you take the balloon out. Now, in practice, what you're going to want to do, well, you don't have to do this step, but I would advise it. You'd want to put on some rubber gloves. And then you go to the place that you want to, quote-unquote, urinate on. You get something sharp, tear the balloon apart, and take out your urine ball. So now you have a frozen ball of urine. You can throw this onto anything you want, into anything you want, on top of anything you want. That is the prank. You urinate on stuff that people will be amazed that you're able to urinate on. Beyond that, though, besides urine, just using water and freezing in a balloon, that's another cool thing. I've almost got evicted for doing this one, but we got a water balloon, again, filled it way the fuck up with water, and put that in the freezer. Let that sit for a day, get it out, you have a huge fucking ice ball, which is an awesome thing to have in Phoenix, Arizona. So we took it out of the freezer, unwrapped the balloon, so we have a huge ice ball, and we grabbed it, put it above, or I shouldn't say our, put it above my head, and threw it as hard as I fucking could against the mailboxes at that apartment complex. Fucking dented the shit out of it and shattered everywhere. It's like the biggest glass sounding shatter I've ever heard. And it was so inexpensive. I didn't have to buy a glass bottle or anything like that. It wasn't glass. They were just not going to leave any shrapnel. It's going to melt. So, you know, no evidence. But I guess, you know, somebody heard it. Somebody saw us doing it and they didn't like that and gave us a warning. But still, the possibilities are, like, endless, because not only is it glass-shattering sounding, which is already cool, but it's cheap, which is also cool, very easy to do, looks cool, probably does more damage than breaking glass on something, and the evidence. There's, like, no evidence. I mean, if you wanted to break into a house, you're gonna throw a rock through a window? Nah, dude, you're a noob. Be elite. Throw an ice ball through the window, because the water will evaporate. There's no rock. There's no evidence. And real quick, speaking of urination, as far as urinals go, if you actually want to use one, one thing you could do to public urinals is put a big block of dry ice in there, and it's just really cool. It steams, it looks, it'll mist up the whole bathroom, and when you piss on it, it's gonna make it even more steamy. So just another quick prank. Another prank at the top of my head is changing road signs, and there's a couple ways to do it, low tech and high tech. Not that I've done either. Please don't Google my handle, but anyway, the low tech is, you know, there's the signs out in front of like churches and haircut places and all that, where it's just, you know, the plastic letters that they slide up against the thing. You'll also see them at schools and such, and could rearrange the letters, make it say something else, or you could just collect the letters. I remember I got in trouble for doing that back when I was living at home. A friend and I, we just walked around and we didn't really rearrange them, we just took them to collect them, and my mom found out and she got kind of pissed and told me to return them, and I kind of did. You know, I didn't make them spell out exactly what they did before, but so that's one way you can make road sign or signs basically say something else. Another way, and this has also been mentioned in 2600 magazine a few years ago, is the electronic road signs on the road that say stuff like don't use this road or use that road or stop or emergency or whatever, or the road is icy, or that wouldn't happen in Phoenix, but it's really easy to do, according to what I've read from the magazine. But you look inside of the road sign thing, it's gonna be what you're looking for. It's like the computer, but it looks kind of like a large brutal graphing calculator or something. And if you don't want to make your own message, you can quickly just use one of their pre-canned ones. Sometimes you'll find that they're already logged in. If they're not, the password default is DOT1.1, which Department of Transportation, yeah, clever of them. If they don't have the password as default, what you do is you reset the battery, you unplug it and plug it back in, and they'll reset that default. Typically, though, you may not have a lot of luck with that because they tend to lock the battery down. It's actually kind of funny, they tend to lock the battery down more than they do the actual computer. But that's one thing to try, and be ethical if you're going to do it. If the previous sign that it said was something that could be life-threatening or something that's an emergency to know, don't fuck with it, you know. But that in mind, you know, have fun if it's not something important. Have fun if it's just something talking about a stupid school or political event. Yeah, change it, fuck with it, have fun. And another prank that I've never considered doing ever, I collect locks, which is kind of unrelated to the prank itself, but it's something that a few of us do in the Phoenix 2600 culture here, and I know probably a lot of other people do it. But with our 2600 scene here in Phoenix, a majority of us have a fascination with lock picking. So, I mean, that's something that we'll tend to do at the meetings quite often, and which is kind of funny because here in Arizona, the lock picking or the laws for possessing lock picks is pretty harsh, but either way, whatever, we still do it. And we collect locks. We bring a lot of locks, and I've a lot of, like, probably 80% of the locks I have don't have keys, you know. Some of the locks that I have, I stole, which is even funnier because I was able to open the lock, you know, and I took the lock, but that's all I took. Not the stuff that the lock was locking, I just took the lock because that's all I wanted. Anyway, so I got a bunch of locks. Some of them I don't necessarily need, obviously. So there's fun things that you can do with a lock that you don't need. One thing, there's a vending machine in my apartment complex that has a gate on it for security purposes because I live in a really shitty area, so, you know, they need that kind of protection. But the gate can close over the part that you put money in. So you can close it and put a lock on it. I haven't quite DOSed the machine at this point, and I don't think I will now just because I'm mentioning it, but there's an idea. You can DOS vending machines. But that's not the only thing you can DOS. You can, or denial of service. You can deny service to all kinds of things. You know, put a lock on a door to a store, any kind of doors, windows, you know, car doors if they fit, but doubt it, you know. All kinds of stuff, really. You know, put it on people's backpacks that you don't like. And well, no, that goes against my ethical rules. I don't fuck with individuals unless they're really being a fuck nut. But there's some fun. Use locks, lock people out of stuff. Another really stupid juvenile thing I've done is when I got a universal remote, like a TV remote, and it was actually a watch at the same time, like a wristwatch. I forget where I got it. I think I got it at thinkgeek.com, but I think you can still get it at like Radio Shack and crap like that. I don't have it anymore. I think it like eventually fucked up, but I remember having a lot of fun going to Fry's Electronics, which is this huge electronic superstore like Circuit City or Best Buy on crack, except Fry's doesn't really suck as bad as Circuit City and Best Buy, or Best Lie. So I was with some friends, had my watch, and I went into the TV section where they have all the huge screen TVs, and turn them off, turn them on, fuck with them, change the channels, make it really, really loud, watch the managers come by, kind of wonder what the fuck's going on, still continue to fuck with them. And I think when there was probably about three or four managers gathered around, that's about when I left. But, you know, in retrospect, I should have pushed it. I wish I got kicked out of the store. You know, just saw how far it would have went. But that's another juvenile prank. Fuck with TVs. And now there's even a product called TV Be Gone. It's a little, like, keychain device that I think, I don't know if I remember right, but I think it only has, like, one button. But the point of this device is to just turn a TV off. I've seen it advertised in Adbusters magazine. I've seen it advertised in other places as well. And whole point of that is to turn TVs off, which, if I remember right, I think during this month, either it's going to be or it already has been TV Turnoff Week, which is kind of a campaign through Adbusters. Though I don't know the actual exact date and times of it, or the week, I guess. I know I celebrated it because I don't really watch TV. Another prank idea is what you can do with stickers. If you make your own stickers that say offensive things, you can put those stickers on things to make them offensive. First thing that comes to mind is on the Proud Parents cars, they have a sticker that says, "My son is an honor student of so-and-so fucking school." That doesn't matter. So I'd recommend going to either if you have a shop that makes custom stickers, that works. I also know, just off the top of my head, there's a website called Cafe Press where you can make your own stickers, and I'm not really trying to advertise. It's just a site that I've done business through in the past. But you can make a sticker say something like, "My kid's a fucking retard." And then you can put that bumper sticker on some stupid-ass parent's car. So the point isn't to make a sticker that offends others to put on your car to piss other people off. It's to make a sticker that's offensive to put on somebody else's vehicle or put on somebody else's whatever to make it look like they're the ones that put the sticker on there. I mean, you don't want to make it obviously offensive and make it so it is obviously a joke. You could make it say something that somebody might put on their car, but just not that person. You know, like put a fucking Jesus fish on an atheist car, or vice versa, put a Darwin fish on a Christian's car. Which, though I'm trying to shy away from personal bumper stickers instead of prank ones, one personal one I did, you know, speaking of religion, I had a sticker on my car that said, "God bless Allah." And that really did fucking offend people, apparently, because somebody scratched off Allah from that bumper sticker. So now my car says "God bless," which is kind of funny. But another thing that I did, which as far as bumper stickers go, is towards the end of 2004, during the campaign season, people were putting their Bush stickers on their cars, and other people were putting their Kerry stickers on their cars. I put both on. And I won't claim to be the person that came up with that idea. It's actually Medicine Soup that came up with that idea. I think we're just at work, and he's like, "You know, it'd be funny if somebody put both bumper stickers on." And I'm like, fucking done. So within a few days, I had both bumper stickers, and I put them both in the car, and that got a good reaction too. Anyway, I think that there is a specific website, and I forget what it was, but there is a website that does have a shitload of prank bumper stickers. I could go out and research it, but I hardly have the time to record this episode, so leave that up to other people, you know, in Google, and I apologize for not grabbing it, but I know there's a website that has a lot of pre-canned bumper stickers, though I prefer to do custom because that's just style. Well, that's going to about do it for this episode. Time for the shouts. I just say shouts to the whole 2600 scene in general, and specifically the scene here in Phoenix. Last meeting we had, there's like almost like 30 to 35 people that showed up. It was insane. And I'm hoping it's not the last time we can meet at the place that we're meeting, which is Counterculture. They're financially having some troubles, but trying to give them all the support I can, and it seems like others are as well. So that's also good to hear. But yeah, anyway, shouts to the 2600 scene. And until then, question everything, including my shitty ability to remember logins and passwords and shit like that for websites like hackermedia.com.
I'm flying fishing in a stream of pus. That's how I feel when some